All right, this is John Wink here, and we are at Blue Ridge High School today, and we are having staff development with our teachers. Our teachers are learning and growing, and I'm so excited to be interviewing Laura Larson. She is teaching second grade with us. So, Laura, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing great. So, tell me, you've been back since Monday, so tell me how the first 2 days of staff development have gone.
It has gone really good. We have gotten lots of training on our new Chromebooks that we got this year, and Mr. Wink is just been really pumping us up. It's going to be a great year.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate the compliment. Now, I know that we have a new website, and it's still at the same URL, brisd.net, but you've had some training on that today. Tell me a little bit about what you're excited about with the new website.
I'm really excited most about our website. We've streamlined it a little bit, so second grade and all the other grade levels now have a grade level page, as well as each teacher having their own individual pages where we're able to upload newsletters and blogs, and I just think it's going to be a great communication piece this year.
Well, I'm really excited about the webpage because we have two goals. We want to have static information that people can access all the time so they never have to wonder where something is. But also, we want it to be interactive so where teachers are able to use a blog or they're able to use something interactive where they can communicate with parents on a regular basis where there's two-way communication. Now, I understand you are experimenting with a new interactive tool to connect with your parents called Seesaw, correct?
Yes, I am. Seesaw, from what I understand, I haven't used it in the past. This is going to be my first year using it. What's going to happen is children in our classes are going to be able to upload classwork, videos, anything up into their personal Seesaw accounts where parents can access it. Parents are able to comment on it. I'm able to upload things on my blog. Parents can also communicate with me on our blogs as well.
Oh, that's exciting. So we're taking it a step further than just the teacher communicating with the parents, but the students are also communicating with their parents, showing their work to their parents.
Yes, and they can either do that individually, or I can do it as a whole class where different parents can comment on different students' work, not just their own kids.
Oh, that sounds exciting. Well, I can't wait to see what this looks like. So thank you so much for sharing today, Laura. We really appreciate you, and we're so glad that you're a Blue Ridge Tiger.
All right. Thank you.
All right. So I'm sitting here with Scott Ball. He is our one of our football coaches, but also he is our eighth grade social studies teacher, and we are going to be talking about what he's looking forward to this year. How are you doing, Coach Ball?
I'm doing just fine, Mr. Wink.
Well, tell me a little bit about you. You finished your first year in Blue Ridge and got to learn a lot of things last year. What are some things that you're real excited about putting into your classroom this year?
Well, one of the things we've done, I've noticed I need to do is Kagan principles, more group work, more higher learning questions for our class, iPad use, and things like that.
So in your classroom, students are going to be a lot more interactive. They're going to be working together, learning from one another, and they've got that big U.S. history test that they've got to take in eighth grade on the STAR test. So what are some important things that you think are going to be necessary for those kids to be successful this year?
Okay, one of the things we do is a lot of group work. We do a lot of interacting with each other. I give them a topic, and they have to go and dig deep, and they get in groups of four. And they get in and find out what works. I give them questions. They have to find the question answers to those as a group. And then we discuss it on the board. We put it on the board. There's different types of things that we do in class. We use our iPads where we watch videos on maybe Alexander Hamilton or George Washington or whatever we're talking about for that topic, Erie Canal, whatever the case may be. Then we watch maybe a video, a clip of the song. We have them sing songs and things like that. So we kind of make it exciting in class where they want to learn history.
All right. Well, that sounds great. Well, Coach Ball, we are glad you are part of the Blue Ridge Tiger family, and we're looking forward to the fun stuff. I know I'm looking forward to that. My daughter's going to be in your class, so I know that's going to be a great time. So thanks for visiting with me today.
Thank you. Great day to be a Blue Ridge Tiger.
Always a great day to be a Blue Ridge Tiger. And I'm telling you right now,